I'm Ross Reynolds. This is KUOW. The most valuable comic book in the world sits locked in a briefcase in a Federal Way comic book store. It's Action Comics number 1 from 1938. It featured the first appearance of Superman and Lois Lane. This coveted comic book could be yours if you have a few million dollars to spare. It's being auctioned off on eBay by collector Darren Adams. Darren owns Pristine Comics in Federal Way. Darren, thanks for joining us.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. So what's the bidding up to right now?
$2,050,000.
Now, is this life-changing money for you, Darren, or you're already a wealthy man?
Well, I mean, wealth is I mean, it's not dot-com money.
Why is this particular comic so valuable?
This book is the book that started it all. This is the nucleus of all superheroes. Comic books came out in 1934 when they first hit the newsstand, and 4 years later, the superhero comes out of the woodwork. There was the Lone Ranger and Tonto, and there was Buck Rogers, and then suddenly two teenagers come up with this creative idea to come up with a guy in a cape and leotards and make him superhuman. And so it's the very first character to launch them all. Batman followed a year later, Wonder Woman a few years later, and of course, a few decades later comes a lot of the key Marvel characters that the movies are based on.
Why are you selling it, and why are you selling it now?
Well, I'm in the business of buying and selling, and, comics have always been a passion of mine, and frankly, I've actually held this book longer than I would most merchandise. I've held it for a few years. It's near and dear to me, and I didn't really want to sell it, but again, that's what I'm in the business of doing.
Now, you mentioned you have held it for a while. Does that mean you actually take it out of the plastic and flip through it and look at it?
No. It's sealed. It's a graded copy. It's actually, when it's electronically sealed to preserve it and it's got a grading label on it, so you can't take it out of the plastic to read the book, but there is a QR code on it. CGC has come up with a technology to where you can use your smartphone, scan the QR code, and see the interior of the book.
I'm talking to Darren Adams. He's a comic book collector. He is auctioning off the most valuable comic book in the world, Action Comic number 1. Now, I understand, Darren, there are other copies of this comic book in existence, but yours is in incredibly good shape. Why is that?
This particular copy was found in the hills of West Virginia's high altitude. The original owner bought it off the newsstand for 10 cents in 1938, where he stored it in a cedar chest for 40 years. Another collector who was up and coming ran a classified ad for buying comics, and the estate of the gentleman contacted him. So when he went and saw the comic, it was in a cedar chest with a bunch of other comics, probably another 50, 60 comics on top of it. And so when he got down to the bottom of the stack, he saw this book. It was in just such incredible condition. He decided to duplicate that cedar box himself, and where he stored it in a cedar box for another probably 5-6 years before he sold it. When he sold it to an advanced dealer who held it for 30 years in a bank vault. So just through sheer luck the first 40 years, the book may have been read once and put away, and it just happened to be the perfect conditions, high altitude, cool, dark, dry. It's a freak of nature. 200,000 copies were produced of this book. Only 34 unrestored copies exist. Out of those 200,000, only 2 copies remain in white condition, white pages, perfect interior. The aging process has yet to begin, and it just so happens to be this copy, which is the highest graded copy. So you're really looking at the best-known specimen of the most sought-after comic book in the history of comics. No one really knew it existed until I released this through eBay, and it's the first time it's ever been publicly made available for sale.
Wow, this is amazing. Darren Adams owns Pristine Comics in Federal Way. He's auctioning off Action Comics number 1 from 1938. By the way, when does the auction end, Darren, if someone wants to put in a multi-million dollar bid to own it?
It's on eBay, and it ends this Sunday at 6 p.m.
Hey, thanks for talking to us, Darren.
Excellent. Take care.
It's The Record.